Are you ready for high-speed motorsports talk about your local short track? You've come to the right place. Get ready to hear from some of the top stars of Seekonk Speedway right here on the Race Day Rewind podcast series. We'll hear it all, from pure excitement, the disappointment of coming so close, the frustrations of contact on the track, and the thrill of winning a race or a championship. The Seekonk Speedway podcast series is a production of Sousa Media. Now let's get to the show.
The Seekonk Speedway podcast series is a production of Seekonk Speedway and Sousa Media. For more information on Sousa Media, visit kylesousa.com. And for more information on Seekonk Speedway, visit seekonkspeedway.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Seekonk Speedway podcast series as we roll through the 2022 season at the Action Track of the East. Three NASCAR Saturday races are in the books, and now it's time to turn our attention for the first time in 2022 to Fast Friday in the 2022 season opener coming up on Friday, May 27th. It's part of a full Memorial Day weekend at Seekonk Speedway as we kick off Seekonk Speedway's summer season with the Memorial Day Thrill Show also taking place on Saturday, May 28th. But Friday, May 27th, we open the Fast Friday season for the first time in 2022. Those of you not familiar with our Fast Friday series, basically what it is a group of youth racers, part of it at least, in the Seekonk Youth Racing Association divisions, trying to make their way up through the ladder and learn the ropes of Seekonk Speedway. It also includes stapled veterans of these pure stocks and the legend cars. They've got some rookies mixed in there along with the Everts Auto Parts Sport Force. Fast Friday is a great time as we get ready to roll into 2022. And five divisions strong again this year. The Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits and Outlaw Divisions. Of course, the Everts Auto Parts Sport Force, the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Pure Stocks, and the Nix Pit Stop Legend iNix cars are also going to be part of the 2022 Fast Friday slate. This podcast specifically, we are going to preview the season for the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero divisions, both the Bandits and the Outlaws. And we're going to welcome in a guest towards the end of the show, so excited to talk to you about that. I'm going to break this down into the Bandits and the Outlaws. Of course, the Bandit division, those drivers aged from 8 to 11. The Outlaw division, a little bit older, those drivers up from 11 up through 14, and sometimes in some cases up to 15 years old as well in the Bandolero division. And let's start off with the Bandits as they roll into the 2022 season. A lot of storylines in this division, really, as you go through, and it's hard to pick a champion, of course, with our new playoff system this year, where you just have to make the Final Four. Anybody can win the championship in these Bandolero divisions, and I think we're going to see that over the course of the year with how many different drivers are going to be running in the front and how many different drivers are going to be racing for wins and eventually the championship as we get to the end of the year into September. In the Bandit division, though, there's a couple of drivers that stick out to me as some we should look at as the favorites, quote-unquote, going into the year. One of them is Ryan Vaness Jr., a multiple-time winner in this division. I wouldn't say he's come close to the championship, but he's run well and had strong finishes in the championship battle, so we'll keep an eye on him this year. We'll also keep an eye on Sam Macedo, the Green Hornet. Sam was really quick last year. 7 feature wins in a row in the summer, and they call him the Green Hornet because his race car is a bright green color, and so is his hair. Yeah, his hair matches his race car. It's really cool, actually, when you think about it. But Sam's going to be competing again at the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits this year, so we'll look for him to run strong. Another storyline in this division is Colin Vaness, the cousin of Ryan Vaness Jr. Colin's really, really come on strong here in the last couple years in the Bandolero Bandit division. I'm shocked he hasn't been to victory lane. He's been up there in competition so many times before. And I expect him to get to victory lane this year and contend for the championship in this division. I mean, the Bandolero Bandits is no easy division. Of course, you got a mix of guys like Colin Vaness, Ryan Vaness, and Sam Macedo, I just mentioned, who were drivers that a little bit more of the experienced group in the Seekonk Grand Prix division in the Bandolero Bandits. But when you look at Colin Vaness, I mean, he hasn't won, but he's been there. So I expect him to be up front when it matters most at the end of the year. And I expect Colin to get his first win in the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits this year. I think it's near a 100% chance that he gets the victory lane. So watch for that over the course of the year as well. The other driver we have to point out, of course, is the defending champion of this division, who's going to be back this year, Darren Krantz Jr. Now, coming from Huntington Station, New York, each and every Friday night, Darren definitely has the longest haul in the Bandolero division on a weekly basis, but he doesn't let that stop him. Man, is he impressive at the third mile over the course of the 2022 season, especially last year. I mean, Darren was really a dominant force in this division behind the wheel of the number 31. Another driver we have to watch in the Bandit division is Melania Shawoski. Now, Melania was really impressive last year behind the wheel of the number 99, went to victory lane over the course of the season and came close to the championship in her pink and black machine. Now, Melania, man, is she impressive as well. She picked up wins at another track last year as well and came out swinging in 2021 at Seekonk Speedway, getting to victory lane. She's going to be a threat for the championship this year. No doubt in my mind about that. Another driver to watch is RJ Murphy, the son of former sport truck champion Rob Murphy. RJ had a bad wreck in the middle of last year, didn't run the end of the season. He's been to some practice sessions, some testing tunes, some rentals. RJ's going to be a threat. I really like the speed we're seeing in that number 82, and definitely want to watch him over the course of the year. Mike Hannafin's also going to be back in this division. A former sportsman champion is his dad, John Hannafin, multiple-time sportsman champion. Mike is 10 years old, and he's rolling into 2022, looking to pick up his first career Seekonk Speedway win as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do in this division behind the wheel of the number 76, kind of one of the underrated drivers from last year. So we'll watch him in 2022. Bryson Robideau is going to be making his debut in the Bandits this year at 11 years old. The Taunton, Massachusetts native is the brother of Brent Robideau and the son of former Pure Stock competitor Johnny Robideau. So we'll be watching Bryson as a rookie contender in this division, expecting him to run up towards the front behind the wheel of the number 38. Got some preseason practice in with a rental, and he's looking ready to go for 2022. As always, in the Bandits, we've got some rookie contenders we're going to be expecting to see at the front. Zachary Keith is going to be running in this division this year from Tiverton, Rhode Island, behind the wheel of the number 66, so we'll watch for him. Of course, Zacharias Kelly is going to be back, not a rookie, but the Forestdale, Massachusetts native, knows his way around the third mile. He'll be back looking to compete in this class. Parker Davis comes to us from Summers, Connecticut this year as a rookie contender. Wooka Dibb, not a rookie, but he's going to be back. The Seekonk, Massachusetts 9-year-old behind the wheel of the number 13 will be one to watch. Brody Wakefield in the 04, a rookie contender this year at 11 years old from Taunton, Massachusetts. Nick Urich Jr., not a rookie, but the Warwick, Rhode Island native, is going to be looking to get to victory lane in 2022. I'll tell you, Nick's one of the funnest drivers to see in the pit area. He feels like a rock star in his fire suit, and man, is it fun to walk around and talk to him before the races. He's going to be a threat this year as well. And there's others that we'll see in the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits over the course of the year. But for me personally, Ryan Vaness Jr., Darren Krantz, Melania Shawoski, and Colin Vaness, those are the four drivers we'll watch this year, along with Sim Macedo, who won those seven races in a row last year, the Green Hornet. It's tough to pick a final four in this division across all our Seekonk Speedway divisions as well. But in this Bandolero Bandit division, a lot of rookies, a lot of newcomers, a lot of guys that have been around a little bit, some females that are going to be able to get up in the front of the field. A lot of storylines in the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits for 2022. We're going to take a quick break on this edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Preview Edition for the 2022 season of our Bandolero divisions. When we come back, we will preview the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Outlaw season, and we will also welcome a guest into the preview edition for the Bandoleros. Stick with us. Hey, welcome back to the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Division Preview for the 2022 season here at Seekonk Speedway. Kyle Souza here with you from Souza Media. Thanks for listening to the Seekonk Speedway podcast series as we roll into 2022 here at the Action Track of the East for our Fast Friday divisions. Of course, we've already kicked off our NASCAR Saturday divisions, but we are rolling on Friday, May 27th with our NASCAR Saturday divisions. You probably hear in the background me clicking and typing. I'm preparing for a couple of our guests here and taking down some notes as they pop into my head. As we get ready for a guest here at the end of this Bandolero Division Preview podcast, also take a listen to the rest of our Division Preview podcast for the 2022 season for the rest of our Fast Friday divisions. It's going to be a great season across Fast Friday. Really looking forward to seeing what goes on across all five of our divisions. Now, We previewed in the last segment the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandit season. Let's preview the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Outlaw season on this edition of the podcast. This one's a little bit tougher, I think, to pick a favorite, but there's a couple of drivers that stick out to me as really the veteran core in this division, ones we're going to have to watch. There's a couple. Number one, Adam Harrison, the North Smithfield, Rhode Island driver behind the wheel, the number 47. They call him Hollywood. He's going to be one I'm going to be watching to see if he can get the championship this year. Adam came so close to winning last year. I can't tell you how many seconds I lost count he had at the end of the year. He's going to be a threat. Like I said in the last segment about Colin Vaness, Adam Harrison is going to get to victory lane this year in this division. To me, there's no doubt about it, so we'll watch for him. Brent Robidoux is another, the Taunton, Massachusetts native in car number 25. He's going to be tough to beat over the course of this season. He won a couple times last year, including the season finale. If you remember back to when Brent first started in the Bandoleros, he was getting his feet wet, struggled at times. He's not struggling anymore. I mean, Brent is on top of his game in the number 25. So look out for that Taunton, Massachusetts driver. I expect him to win. I expect him to win often. And I expect him to compete for this championship and make that Final Four to try to win the 2022 title in that number 25. So we'll watch for him over the course of the year as well. Another driver to watch is Mikey Lefort III, moving up from the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits into the Outlaw class for 2022. Lefort races inside the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Racing Stable behind the wheel of the number 19. And he was a major threat towards the end of last year in the Bandit division. Really picked up a lot of speed behind the wheel of the number 19. As he moves up to the Outlaws, I don't expect anything different. I expect him to compete for wins and be there when it comes time to crown that champion at the end of the year. Starting at the beginning of the season, Lefort is a former winner already this year at a different track. Now, Lefort picked up the championship victory. Maybe the championship's the wrong word. He picked up the victory behind the wheel of the number 19 at White Mountain Motorsports Park up there with the Nelcar Bandoleros. So Lefort's already got a victory this year. He's already got some laps under his belt. Watch him. I think he's going to be a threat in 2022. Richie Helger Jr. is the defending champion of this division. He's moving up to the Nick's Pit Stop Legend Cars in 2022. He is registered in this division. However, I don't see him running all the races, so I'm not going to contend that he's going to be a championship threat. I don't think that Richie Helger Jr. is going to be one we need to really, really watch when it comes time for the champion in 2022. So, given that, another driver we should watch is Joey LeMay, the Everts Auto Parts number 8, the white and green machine. Man, he is a real threat. Every week that he goes out on the track, that car is fast. He's able to run up at the front. And I expect him to be another guy that we're watching this year over the 2022 season as a championship threat. Now, LeMay has struggled with consistency a little bit. He's had some up and down runs over the course of his career. However, I do expect him to be there. He's one of the more experienced drivers in this division. I think he's going to be someone we're going to be watching over the course of the year in this class behind the wheel of that number 8. So keep him in mind when you think about the favorites in the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Outlaw division. One other driver I think we need to watch going into 2022 in this class is going to be Andrew Gomes. Now, Gomes is returning for another year, the son of Christopher Gomes, who races as part of our NASCAR Saturday Series. He's a threat pretty much every week to get a consistent finish. Now, he hasn't had that speed to go up there and contend for the wins, but that doesn't mean it's not going to come. I'd be looking for him to get up there and race for the wins in the championship this year. And he's kind of one of those guys that we have to watch, keep our eye on, and see how well he does at the beginning to see if he's going to be a title threat. But I would not be surprised to see him there at the end and could pick up his first win this year behind the wheel of the number 10. So Christopher Gomes, his son Andrew Gomes, we're going to watch for him again in 2022 in this division. Now, a couple other names to watch as some newcomers in this one. Nathan Rio is the son of Chris Rio, who races in our Helger South Coast Power Equipment Pure Stock, Sportsman Division on NASCAR Saturday. So Nate Rio, we'll see what he can do this year. They're all with Mass Native. Aubrey Keller is planning on coming back, the 15-year-old from Wrentham, Massachusetts, in the 5. See what she can do. Wio Rossi drives number 14 from Barrington, Rhode Island, a newcomer this year. Dylan Calabro, Johnston, Rhode Island, that car that looks just like Jerry DiGasperi Jr.'s, the 71. He's registered for another round. Bradley Strickland, That's another name to watch in 2022. The Connecticut native drives the 84 machine, blue and black paint scheme. Strong run for him up at the White Mountain Park, racing in that race, Lefort Race 2 to open the year. I expect him to be a contender. Look out for Bradley Strickland in 2022. Going to kind of shy under the radar a little bit at the start, but I think he's going to be a major front runner in this division, so we'll watch for him. Another one to watch, Bobby Betancourt III. Yeah, the Betancourt family's back. The son of Bobby Betancourt, a former street stock competitor, newcomer from Tiverton, Rhode Island. He's going to drive for Helger's South Coast Power Equipment Racing. Watch out for Bobby Betancourt. He's going to be a threat, I think, as the season goes along to try to pick up his first win. It's going to be a tough battle in this outlaw division as you roll into 2022. We've talked about so many different names. One more, Farver, Massachusetts native Jordan Duquette, the son of Frank Duquette. Frank hasn't raced at Seekonk in many, many years, but was a front runner and winner in our sportsman division on Saturday, and as the late model competitor he was back in the day as well. So look out for Jordan Duquette. I think it's going to take him a few races to get his feet wet and get some laps under his belt. But watch out for the 03. I think he's going to be a threat as well. Nice paint scheme on that car as well to open 2022. So many names in this outlaw division to watch. It's hard to pick a favorite. If I had to pick a favorite, it's Brent Robidoux in the Outlaws. I think he's the guy that we're watching is the one that's going to kind of separate himself from the field. In the Bandits, I'm going with Ryan Van Ness Jr. to get that championship in 2022. So there you go. There's my two championship picks in the Outlaws and the Bandits. Want to thank Seekonk Grand Prix for supporting this division again in 2022. If you don't know about Seekonk Grand Prix, they're just up the road from Seekonk Speedway. They have go-karting, both the slick track and the family track, the rookie track for the kids, and a great arcade inside. You can hold your birthday party there as well. Check them out at SeekonkGrandPrix.com and also follow their Facebook page for the latest and greatest from that Seekonk business. Thanks again to their team for supporting the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits and Outlaws in 2022. All right. We've heard enough of me talking. We're going to get a guest in here for the final segment of the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Division Preview for the 2022 season. I'll leave you hanging on who it's going to be. Stick with us around the turn, and we're going to welcome in and wrap the edition of the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Season Preview. Stick with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the break here on the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandit and Outlaw Division Preview for the 2022 season. We are chatting with our one driver guest for the Bandolero Preview. He is not running in both divisions, so don't mistake in that. He's going to be competing in one of the divisions in 2022, and that is in the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits. Again, our younger division of racers, Ryan Van Ness Jr. is joining us. He is 11 years old. He drives car number 11. Out of Warwick, Rhode Island, and Ryan's been a winner in this division before. Had a strong year last year. I know we wanted to win the championship, but really strong year for him. And Ryan, first of all, thanks for joining us. And as we get ready to roll here with 2022, you've been out there a little bit on a couple of practice sessions, a track rental. How excited are you to get this season going and get back to competitive racing here in 2022?
I'm really excited to get back out there because me and my dad and CV Teaming Motorsports have been preparing the car all year, especially with the flip at Waterford to get all the new parts with it, especially with the backup car to put some new upgrades in it. So I think I could win some races, but also just like be consistent in the regular season. And then once the playoffs hit, I could just try to win every single race and just try to make it to every single round. And then once the round four hit, I just go as hard as I can for the championship.
Yeah, Ryan mentions that flip down at the Waterford Speed Bowl, a scary moment for him. Obviously, he made it through that okay. They worked on the car, and they're ready to go. Again, I mentioned he's a former winner in this division, so he's no stranger to victory lane. I talked about that playoff system that he's mentoring, and it's going to be tough, obviously, to make that Final Four, number one, but then to get into that Final Four, and as Ryan mentions, kind of go all out in that final race is going to be very interesting. Now, Ryan, in this division, you race with your cousin, Colin, and I know Colin hasn't won, but I mentioned in the last segment, I think he's going to be a driver that's pretty well guaranteed to get to victory lane here in 2022. Now, I know you want to beat him because there's probably some family-friendly competition, right? You want to go out there and you want to be able to talk to him the next day and at the parties and when you guys are hanging out together and say, hey, I beat you on the track. Is that fair?
I mean, I don't know, but I'd be really happy for him to win at least one this year. It'd be really cool for me and him to be working together and just see what we can work on. And yeah, I think it would be really cool to make a really good race with me and him competing against each other and make a really good crowd out there.
Yeah, imagine the two Vaness boys as part of the Final Four. That would be something. We talked about a guy like Darren Krantz Jr., of course, the defending champion of this division, Sam Macedo in the 16. You get guys like Mike Hanifin, RJ Murphy, Melania. They're all going to be tough, Ryan, here as we roll into 2022. Now, of course, you've had your dad back in full-time competition this year in the Pro Stock division on NASCAR Saturday. You've been watching your dad, Mace, for many years, obviously a lot of those years in the grandstands, but I think I've noticed most here in the first couple weeks. First of all, your dad's been really fast. He's almost won a couple of these races. How excited are you to have him back full-time and also be in the pit area? Because I've seen you changing tires, and I saw somewhere on Facebook that maybe you were teaching Mikey Medeiros how to set up the car and change the tires. It seems like they're relying on you here to do some of this work to get him to the front, and I think it's working.
I mean, Mikey helped me with the tires, but I guess so. But I'm really excited to be in the pits because I get to learn like what I can work on, and then once I get older, I'll know all the stuff, and like once I have race cars, I'll know what to do with them, and then later I'll win championships with like all the things that I've learned from my dad and many other people.
Wow, so Ryan's taking the advice of his father, of course, and Ryan Vaness is a former weight model champion. Ryan won, I want to say, 10 or 11 races in 1 year. I think that was back in 2009, I want to say, in the late models. He's a late model champion. He's moved up into our pro stocks and bent a victory lane, and really coming back this year to try to run full-time and try to race for this championship in this playoff competition. So very interesting to see how the NASCAR Saturday goes with the pro stocks for him. Of course, Ryan's going to be helping his son here, Ryan Vaness Jr., compete in our Bandolero division on Friday. Ryan, you mentioned the championship. You mentioned championships in your future, but obviously, that's probably your major goal going into this year, I would imagine, to go out there and try to win as many Maces as possible and compete for that championship, because I think that's something you really want and something that would kind of elevate your resume a little bit and make you a Seekonk Speedway champion.
Yeah, my expectation for this year is just, like, we have really good stuff in both the cars, so if we wreck out 1 week, we'll still have a really good car and just try to win all the races and even the championship too.
Yeah, I mean, you want to win as many as you can. Get out there, try to run as well as possible. Of course, you got to make the top eight in the 2022 playoff format. Once the Bandoleros is a sixth division. So at the end of August, the six drivers that are 1 through 6 in the championship will be the six drivers in round one of the playoffs. After that, the top four of those, six first, then we'll move to five drivers in the second round. One will be eliminated, and then it'll be a final four on that final night. Friday, September 23rd, will be championship night. Four drivers will be eligible for the championship. There'll still be a regular race, so it's not like those four drivers are going to be out there alone, but only those four can win the championship, and Ryan Vaness Jr. is hoping he is one of those drivers to be in that final four. Now, Ryan, we talked about Mikey Medeiros, we talked about your dad, we talked about your cousin. There's a lot of people that help really make this possible for you to go out there and to compete in the Bandoleros in a very difficult division. You guys have a lot of youngsters that are really coming along very well in their careers, and you're one of them. Who are some of the people that maybe you want to give a shout-out to, that you want to give a thanks for helping you to get out there and compete this year again?
I really want to thank my family and friends for helping me out, especially my mom, dad, my sister for helping me out to get this far, Uncle Mike. And I also want to thank my sponsors, International CDL, NNA Auto Parts, Stevie Timmy Motorsports, Anchor Paws Rescue, and Rhode Island Shiner Clowns.
Yeah, and Ryan Vaness Jr. and Ryan Vaness, of course, on NASCAR Saturday. And Colin, one of the more painted up cars across the whole third mile. They always have some good sponsors, and looks like Ryan Vaness Jr. is going to have a nice contingent of drivers going in to 2022 to race against, and also a nice contingent of assistants and sponsors that are going to be on that number 11 for 2022. Of course, that bright yellow machine with the black numbers is going to be one we're going to be watching starting on May 27th here for opening day. Ryan, we appreciate the time as part of the Seekonk Grand Prix Bandolero, Bandit, and Outlaw division preview. Of course, eventually you're probably going to move up into the Outlaws, but this year focusing again on the Bandits. We wish you good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's been Ryan Vanesse Jr. Want to thank him for joining us here on the Race Day Rewind season preview for the Seacock Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits and Outlaws. Again, our Outlaws separate division, a little bit older. Ryan's in the Bandit division. That goes from 8 to 11, and the Outlaws really from 11 and up. Mostly up to 14 or 15, and that's about it before they kind of cycle out of the Bandoleros and they have to move up to one of our other divisions. So Ryan's going to be a major threat. We talked about some of the other threats in the beginning of this podcast. You can also see the full roster for 2022 for the Seacock Grand Prix Bandolero Bandits and Outlaws. You can see that online today at SeaconkSpeedway.com, where you can also buy tickets to the first Fast Friday race of the season, which is coming up on Friday, May 27th. Both Bandolero divisions will be joined by the Evans Auto Parts Sport 4s, the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Pure Stocks, and the Knicks Pit Stop Legends. Racing begins at 7 p.m. It's just $10 for adults and free for kids 12 and under on Fast Friday. Of course, parking is always free as well. So really no excuse not to be at Seacock Speedway for the first Fast Friday, and that will roll all throughout the summer to the middle of September. Again, my name is Kyle Souza with Souza Media. Thanks for joining us on the Seacock Grand Prix Bandolero Bandit and Outlaw Division Preview. I want to thank Ryan Vanesse Jr. for his time. Thank you, the race fans, for listening, and we will see you at the track soon.